Now for some news items. We'll start off with some stories with an arts bias. The annual Norfolk and Norwich Festival has started with a multitude of events. We hear also that an initiative called True Stories Live is 1 year old, that an art fair is to enjoy its third year at St Andrew's Hall in November, and that a Norwich author wins a prestigious national award. We'll start with the festival.
People can enjoy music from around the world and across the spectrum at this year's Norfolk and Norwich Festival. The Arts Extravaganza runs to May the 28th and is offering a packed contemporary and classical music programme as part of its lineup. Chloe Hobbs from the festival said, "We are delighted to present music from across the globe, including Estonian fiddle, Portuguese folk, Colombian tambores, Angolan hip-hop and so much more. Norwich Playhouse will see performances from Welsh harpist Catherine Finch and a Senegalese kora player, an Estonian fiddler and singer Marja Nutt, Portuguese singer Lula Penna, and Irish music duo Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill. The theatre hosts performances from BBC Radio 3 New Generation artists. St Andrew's Hall events include a host of British music talent, cellist Stephen Insulis, City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, pianist Paul Lewis, and Britain Sinfonia. In the Adnams Spiegel tent, Toto La Momposina from Colombia kicks off the music programme. The final three Spiegel tent acts are homegrown. Jazz stars Get the Blessing and Ezra Collective and vocal powerhouse trio La Charvu.
A Norwich-based storytelling project that puts the spotlight on ordinary people and encourages them to share their true stories on stage is celebrating its first birthday. For the last year, True Stories Live events have been held at Norwich Arts Centre each month, and on Sunday, May the 14th, there is a special Greatest Hits night ahead of True Stories Live going on a national tour. The premise of True Stories Live is simple. Ordinary people tell their own anecdotal stories to a friendly audience. For some, it is their first time ever on stage, while others are used to performing. But what they all have in common is that they are telling their personal stories about their own experiences. The idea was the brainchild of Norfolk producer Lucy Farrant, who teamed up with Norwich Arts Centre and poet and performer Molly Naylor, and she is delighted with how people have embraced the project.
Artists, galleries and art dealers are being invited to get involved in this year's Art Fair East in Norwich. The event, now in its third year and founded by Will Tether and Brian Cortelling, will be at St Andrew's Hall from November the 20th to December the 3rd. Last year's fair featured more than 100 artists and attracted more than 3,500 visitors. And the event is making a name for itself as one of the country's leading art fairs outside London. Mr. Cortelling said, "We aim to deliver the best art world has to offer to the Eastern region and also introduce Eastern artists to a wider audience." Mr. Tether added, "Art Fair East is now becoming well established as a high quality art fair here in the East of England, in London and further afield. Because we select the exhibitors, we can make sure that there is a good variety of work that will appeal to different people and give an assurance of quality."
Norwich-based writer Sarah Perry has won yet another accolade for her second novel, The Essex Serpent. The Gothic novel, which was previously named Waterstone's Book of the Year in 2016 and nominated for the 2016 Costa Book Awards, has now taken the British Book Awards by storm. Published by Serpent's Tale, The Essex Serpent was crowned Book of the Year and Fiction Book of the Year at the awards ceremony, beating off strong competition from 36 shortlisted titles, including Harry Potter and the Cursed Child and The Muse by Jesse Burton.
Some rather special characters hopped into a Norwich school to launch the learning programme linked to the Go Go Hairs charity art trial planned for Norfolk next year. Daisy and Bugsy are the first of the Leaping Leveret, or Young Hare sculptures, which schools and community groups will have the chance to decorate. It is part of the Go Go Create project that will run alongside the Go Go Hares Trail being brought to Norwich and Norfolk by children's charity Brake and Wild in Art in summer 2018 to celebrate Brake's 50th anniversary. The colourful duo were revealed for the first time when they visited pupils at White Woman Lane School in Old Catton. The hope is about 150 schools and organisations will sign up to design their own leaping leveret. All of them will be displayed in a city trail that will run in parallel with the main Go-Go Hares trail of larger sculptures designed by artists and sponsored by businesses. Schools and organisations that sign up to Go-Go Create will also be given a learning resource pack and have the chance to take part in a writing workshop, and their sculpture will be returned to them at the end of the trail.
Now for our second feature. The Norwich shoe industry still gives the Evening News a great source for its historical features. This week there is news of a great reunion for industry workers, but also a brief overview of some of the milestones in the trade. It's read by Christine Gillam.